And it would be
always information.
We know times are hard.
I'm begging you.
I need information.
Breaking news.
Whatever you want.
Access to huge amounts of data.
Centered on you.
Text now and you'll also receive
information.
We want to know.
No.
So we want more
information
for my neighbors.
We want to know. We want to know
information.
I need important
information
for him,
for her.
Don't forget.
It's time to say I need
more
information
for you.
Text
666
now.
We want to know
why are we here?
She always wanted
more
information.
They've got other things to do now.
Right now.
To make sure you're getting all the
excessive
information.
Nice.
And
conspiracies.
Stock up on your water, your canned goods, your non-perishable items.
Cha-chan. You deserve
a global pandemic.
Cause I fucking know.
Hey, you deserve
an economic crisis.
Cause I fucking know.
Contact free.
Thanks for watching.
Do you still see the main problem as the author pointed out, as the media trying to scare the American people over coronavirus?
I think in many cases the media has tried to scare the American people. I think there's been a deficit in reporting about the cost of staying shut down, for instance. When you have the fact that the American Cancer Society saying that during the pandemic we saw an 80% drop in cancer cases being identified, there are real costs to a draconian extended shutdown, and you never heard the other side of it.
If you struggled
Welcome to the future.
Already.